With the BBC News, I'm Tom Dewsbury. Hello. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the military campaign against Iran is changing the Middle East as the Israeli military hit more targets in Tehran, including the state broadcaster. He told a news conference that Iranians were seeing that the regime was weaker than they thought.
We have eliminated Iran's security leadership, including three chiefs of staff, the commander of their air force, two heads of intelligence services, the army and the Revolutionary Guards. We have struck their chief of operations. We are eliminating them, one after the other. And our hand can still reach further.
Mr. Netanyahu's comments came amid reports of more exchanges of fire, as well as the temporary disruption of Iranian TV. Israel said it had destroyed two Iranian fighter jets. The White House says President Trump's leaving the G7 summit in Canada early. His spokesperson said he'd leave after dinner because of what's going on in the Middle East. A little earlier on social media, Mr. Trump urged everyone to evacuate from Tehran, but gave no further details. Separately, it's emerged that the US is deploying additional military resources to the region. The Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, said he wanted to reinforce the US military's defensive positions in the Middle East. As well as events in the Middle East, trade and the impact of President Trump's tariff policies have been high on the agenda at the G7 summit. In a move welcomed by both sides, President Trump and the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced that the trade deal reached last month had now been finalised and signed. Here's our political editor, Chris Mason.
Amid the tariff turbulence from the White House, a certain triumph up to a point for Downing Street. The aerospace industry will see tariffs removed completely. There'll be a 10% tariff on the car industry. President Trump claimed the deal would produce a lot of jobs, a lot of income, as he put it. One wrinkle is while UK government officials point out that Britain is the only country to be exempt from the global tariff of 50% on steel and aluminium, a 25% tariff remains.
The man accused of killing a Minnesotan lawmaker and her husband appeared before a court to face charges of first-degree murder and attempted murder. Officials say the shooting of Democrat Melissa Hortman and her husband and the wounding of John Hoffman and his wife was politically motivated. Vance Bolter appeared in a federal courtroom in St. Paul. Minnesota's acting US attorney, Joseph Thompson, said the attacks were planned carefully.
He researched his victims and their families. He used the internet and other tools to find their addresses and names. He concealed himself as a police officer, outfitting his black SUV with police lights, wearing a black tactical vest and body armor, carrying a police flashlight and a handgun.
The very latest world news from the BBC. The Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, is coming under another night of attacks by Russian drones. Damage has been reported in several districts, including to the top floor of a residential building. Elsewhere, fires have broken out at warehouses and cars have been set ablaze. Ukraine's Air Force has warned that Russian bombers capable of launching cruise missiles have taken off from the Olenya airbase near Murmansk. The Red Cross in southern Gaza says 28 people have been killed and over 200 wounded near aid distribution sites run by the Israeli and US-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. The Gaza Health Ministry and rescue workers blamed Israeli fire for the deaths in Rafah and a site further north. The US Justice Department says one of the two doctors charged in connection with the death of the Hollywood actor Matthew Perry has agreed to plead guilty to distributing ketamine. The Friends star was found dead at his Los Angeles home in 2023, with an autopsy revealing he died from an overdose of the drug. Helena Humphrey reports.
The US Justice Department says Dr. Salvador Plasencia will plead guilty to four counts of distributing ketamine. He's one of five people charged in the case. Prosecutors allege that Matthew Perry obtained the drug through an underground network of dealers and medical professionals. Another doctor pleaded guilty last year to conspiring to distribute ketamine. Prosecutors say Salvador Plasencia is facing the possibility of up to 40 years in prison.
A popular Mexican band under investigation for allegedly glorifying a wanted drug lord has released a new song warning of the dire consequences of drug trafficking in a bid to clear its name. The group, Los Alegres del Barranco, sparked anger in April after displaying images of the notorious gangster Nemesio Oseguera during a concert. President Claudia Sheinbaum condemned the band and prosecutors opened an investigation into their actions. BBC World News.